The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right. It is that time of year where families across the United States of America, not unlike the Griswolds, when they crawled in their wagon and set out from suburban Chicago to California to visit Wally World. On National Lampoon's Family Vacation, and hijinks and fun ensued along the way. If you've not seen it, check it out. If it's been a little while, it's worth a rewatch. And such a classic. So, what are you doing? What are you doing for Memorial Day? Is this a long weekend for you? Taking Friday off also, so you get a 4-day weekend. Is this time for a road trip? Is it time to drink beer outside and cook some meat over fire? I mean, these are all probably pretty awesome things. And as I move forward through this, I want you to know that I'm by no means disparaging any of those things, because I will probably be engaging in all of them. I was scrolling through some form of social media a little bit earlier today, and I saw a Coors Light ad pop up. You know, talking about how what an awesome idea it would be to incorporate some Coors Light into your Memorial Day plans, and that would make it way better. And I don't disagree with that at all. So, whatever you're doing, I hope that is I hope that you have a fun and awesome time, and certainly a safe time. So, I got a message last night from a good friend of mine, and we were messaging back and forth, and he said he was rewatching Band of Brothers. Amazing, I guess, a TV show, sort of a miniseries. Are miniseries a thing anymore? Anyway, but he said that it's pretty interesting that we are as far away from World War II as World War II was from the Civil War. It's about 75 years. So between Civil War and World War II, 75 years, and now from where we are today back to World War II is 75 years. And I thought, wow, what finer way to have a conversation about Memorial Day than to frame it in that context. And with COVID and sheltering in place, I've been talking a lot about perspective and a lot about priorities, because it's opportunities like what we're going through right now that give you the opportunity to take a big step back and to really think about your perspective on things. And perspective is a photography term. It's a photographic term. It simply means that you pull back, and so you're able to see the bigger picture versus zooming in. You know, I can't see the forest through the trees kind of a thing. And so thinking about that 75-year gap between Civil War and World War II and now today, like, that's a pretty interesting thing. So, when you think about Memorial Day, what are you really thinking about? What are you going to be thinking about and celebrating? And when I do that, it's always been a holiday which is near and dear to my heart, and I connect with in a lot of different ways, and now more so than ever with the loss of my brother this year. And so when I think about that, and then I think about the last 2 months of COVID, and then I think about what was going on before that, it reminds me of what a horrible bunch of nonsense that so much of this horrible nonsense that we go through is in the form of social media. What a waste of time. Makes me think what a mess our political system is, what a mess so much of the national conversation is and the discourse is and the things that we focus on, the things that we think are valuable to talk about, when in fact they are absolutely not. So, you know, keeping all this stuff in perspective and revisiting our perspective and changing it, it's something I'm always really working on. I'm always trying to check myself, checking if I'm wasting time, if I'm investing my energy and my attention in stuff that isn't worthy of my time and attention, or it's just not my thing. And a lot of that's true too. I mean, obviously, a lot of these political causes that people are fighting for one way or another, I truly hope that they're fighting for these things because they really are passionate about it, because they really have deep belief in it. And I hope it's not a matter of or a function of, you know, this is just something that it piqued my interest. It grabbed a hold of me because I was scrolling through and I got some meme that said that Obama was stupid or Trump was stupid, and it triggered me. And now I've been thinking about this for days, weeks, months, or years. So whatever. It's really what I'm hoping to accomplish today is to get across to you how important it is to be revisiting these things, to be revisiting what's most important, to be revisiting how you're spending your time and your attention, and the reverence that you're giving to certain aspects of our society. So Memorial Day, which is tomorrow. And for those who have served our country, I am so grateful. Everybody who served sacrificed something. Some who served were killed in battle. They gave their lives. Families lost. Sons, daughters, husbands, wives, brothers, sisters, moms, and dads. Some came home. They made it home, but they were never the same. They suffer from post-traumatic stress. And many who have come home have taken their own lives. And, you know, I've talked about this before. One of my regrets in life is that I did not serve. And, you know, it's kind of a BS thing for a 41-year-old to say, just sort of throwing it out there. But it just is very true, because those sacrifices that you make, and some people view it as a sacrifice. Yes, I sacrificed for the country, for our freedoms. Some people don't. Some people view it as this is my purpose. This is what I do. And so it's an honor and a privilege. And I just have so much respect and appreciation for people that have done that. So while today is, or tomorrow rather, it's designed to honor those who have served, who have fought. I think it's an opportunity for each and every one of us who have not, even those who have, to really, really, really revisit the reasons why those who served, and that's to protect the freedoms that you and I enjoy. That's to protect this amazing lifestyle, this amazing country that we have, which affords us the opportunity to pursue whatever we want to pursue, which allows us the opportunity to pursue whatever lifestyle we want to share whatever ideas that we want to through our freedom of speech and expression, to start a business, to start a nonprofit, do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. It's an opportunity to remind ourselves of the unreal lives that we have. And that's because so many served. And so many do continue to serve. And to loop that back to COVID, I mean, I think that probably we've all felt, if we have been sheltering in place, which, I mean, I think we did it for 10 weeks, which is crazy to look back on that and say, oh my gosh, who would have really thought? And in some places, it might continue. Who knows what this whole deal is going to actually look like when it's over? But you might have felt during this time that you've had some of your individual liberties taken away from you, not being able to travel and do the things that you normally were doing, not be able to pursue your career and your livelihood. Perhaps that was taken away from you. And then to reframe that again in the spirit of what Memorial Day is all about, is to honor and celebrate those who have served. So thank you to all of you who have served. Rest in peace, those of you who are no longer with us. God bless America, and do your part by doing your best.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.